Georgia man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
Welcome, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show.
He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights.
Pictures of the Broadway nights. Well, you know who was on Broadway last night? Donald Trump. Donald Trump at 139th and Broadway at a bodega.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, you know, what a stroke of brilliance. And this stroke of brilliance, by the way, well, first of all, well, let me dispense with the preliminaries. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in. It happens to be April 18th, 2024. Right now, I'm James Kelso. And if you want to call in, that number is 512-248-8252. Brilliant. I believe the idea for having Donald Trump visit the bodega came from the Young Republicans or the Republican Club of New York City. His name escapes me. It's the three Wax, I think is his name, the genius who came up with this. I forget his first name, Wax. And of course, it's Donald Trump. Brilliant move by Donald Trump. Anyway, the crowd was going wild. New York City is going wild. This is West Harlem. This is only a couple blocks from the Apollo Theater. This is not suburbia. This is not country. This is as gritty, inner city, basic city, big city as you can get. And Donald Trump is a big hit. And the people loved him. And an interesting thing that people noted are interlocutor on the show last night, Greg, who lives right there. He said, you know, there were some weirdos. There are always some weirdos protesting the greatest president in American history, but they're overwhelmingly white women. And I would add, I would say overwhelmingly ugly white women. But the what's the deal? You know, the deal is white people who hate white people who like white people. And people who listen to this show, we happen to like white people. And we like all people. But that one sin, you're not allowed to like white people. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's the definition of a racist. If you like your own group, if you're white, no. Racist. And worse. So anyway, that's where we stand. And Donald Trump announced more events today. It's brilliant. Let's try to cover Mike Johnson a little bit tonight. Boy, I hate that guy. You know, I listened to the, not just the short clip, the longer statement that Mike Johnson made. What? Worm was the right word. Worm. He is a worm. And you know, discernment. To not be able to see or hear that Mike Johnson is a lying fraud is a lack of discernment, because it's so obvious. He reeks of phoniness. And let's see. Now, you know, Tucker had something to say. I think Tucker has something to say about Mike Johnson. Now, Mike Johnson is the, you know, this happens over and over again. This is what Donald Trump has to deal with. Why do we have to deal with this? Why can't the leadership of the Republican Party reflect us? The base, the people. It's our party. These people supposedly work for us, right? But they don't. What is going on? These people manage to insinuate themselves between us and our Constitution. And, oh, the thing that really, really made me wretch listening to Mike Johnson was when he shifted. You know, the gears are coming apart. They're grinding. He's grinding the gears, folks. He's moving forward. He's in reverse gear, and he's moving forward. And you can hear those gears snapping off, those teeth. He went into his Patriot speech, which was so ultra phony, about how, you know, this is a, you know, how serious America is in jeopardy, and we must defend America, and he's waving that flag with his little tiny arms. And no, because he alternated these scripted patriot things that he's been saying apparently for years and decades with the bald, blatant facts. You know, put it in some kind of metaphor. He's standing there with his slacks on the floor around his ankles, you know, waving his lack of manhood in the air. And then he's trying to tell you something, you know, he's trying to be wholesome. The disjunction between what he's saying and what he's doing has reached a point of ludicrousness. You know, he's voting for the open border. He's voting for the FISA. He's voting for the spy spying. He's voting for the FBI. He's voting for the $1.2 trillion. He's voting for unlimited anything Chuck U. Schumer wants, anything Nancy Pelosi's evil heart may desire. We are patriots. We're patriots. I'm a patriot. I'm fighting for you with my patriotic stuff. Oh, there we go. Open border. I'm fighting for you with patriotic this, patriotic that. $100 billion for Ukraine for a slaughter, promoting World War III. Let's boost up the Bolsheviks in Ukraine. Not in Russia. The Bolsheviks are not operating in Russia anymore. And that's one reason they're pissed at Russia, because the Bolsheviks aren't free to operate in Russia anymore. And that has them irked. They want to get even for that. You kicked us out of Russia. We'll show you. That's what the Chuck U. Schumers of the world are saying. Well, I'm just going to take a stab at this here. First of all, I'm going to open up my chat board. So if Greg in New York comes back or anybody, I'm going to notice it here. Just messaging to our fine engineer that I'm watching on that particular computer with one eyeball. Okay, let's see what Tucker's up to. I haven't played any Tucker for a long time, and I haven't listened to Tucker. You know what? This is a good problem to have. We're getting enough great ones, enough great giants in our cause. And these are bigger giants than the giants of the American Revolution. Clearly. But we're getting enough of them that I can't keep track of all of them. So here's one I've neglected of late.
America faces a lot of enemies right now, foreign and domestic. But from the perspective of the people who run the country, there's really just one enemy, and that's faithful Christians. Now, nobody ever says that out loud, of course. Nobody ever says anything very meaningful out loud in the United States anymore. But if you're interested in who they really hate, well, look at what's happening. So Christian churches across the country have been burning, and no one in the government is doing anything about it. Look at how Christian churches were treated during COVID. Strip clubs stayed open, weed dispensaries stayed open, liquor stores stayed open, but Christian churches were closed because public health. We talked the other day to a guy who's facing 11 years in prison, federal felony charges from the Biden administration for praying at an abortion clinic and daring to sing hymns. So if you are a faithful Christian, not a fake Christian, David French Christian, but an actual Christian, of the kind this country has always had, of the kind this country was created to harbor, actually, you are seen as an enemy by the people who run it. And of course, nobody hates Christians more than longtime Hollywood actor and producer Rob Reiner, amazingly. And he's just produced a documentary about how faithful Christians are the enemy, if you can believe it. Here's the trailer from that documentary.
We should be blazing forth as a countercultural example. And instead, we're...
Now I'm going to skip that. I'm going to go ahead because he says something about Mike Johnson. I'm going to jump ahead. Maybe I won't catch it. But let's just see what... I think Tucker will really lay into Mike Johnson.
Basham has been covering this and writing about it from a position of deep knowledge and we think some wisdom. She's a reporter for the Daily Wire. She's written a book about this. She joins us now. Megan, thanks so much for coming on. So this is a much broader conversation, but let's just start with Rob Reiner lecturing the rest of us about what Christianity really is. What is this documentary and what's the purpose of it?
Yeah, it's a little hard to get around the irony of that. And thanks for having me, Tucker. To start with, I might disagree with a little bit something you said in your monologue there.
Of course.
And that is that they're not saying this out loud, because they're very much saying it out loud these days. They are calling evangelicals, particularly evangelicals, who engage in the political process a threat to democracy. And I think that's the important thing to know, because the context of this, and for people who don't know what evangelicals are or why we should care, if you're not a particularly religious person, here's why you care. So they are 32% of the American electorate. The Atlantic quite rightly called them in 2021 America's most powerful voting bloc. So they're right about that. They are essentially the only obstacle that we still have to the left-wing agenda. If you remove them, you removed all the brakes, is essentially what evangelicals are and what they do when it comes to the political process. So there's been a very deliberate effort, and this film is part of it, but it is just a drop in the bucket to be...
Bingo. She's got that right. 32% of the electorate, and what percentage of the Patriot electorate? Probably two-thirds, maybe more. So the... very nice, but... In this piece, I don't think I'm going to get lucky and find it, but Tucker Carlson, in his blurb, he says, how did a self-described conservative evangelical like Mike Johnson wind up supporting the anti-Christian policies of the Biden administration? He's not the only one, as Megan Basham explains. So anyway, I wish I had seen that whole presentation. Here's a good one. Okay, this is Tucker. Wait, how long is this? Oh, it's real long, so I can't do it. I can't listen to it. But he asks a question. Why do the reddest states, that's those patriots, produce the dumbest, most liberal Republicans? Why aren't John Cornyn, that's Texas, and Dan Crenshaw bagging groceries at Walmart? Jesse Kelly has thought about this, and then he talks about it. Wow. Well, you know, I'll tell you what. Tucker Carlson is a giant. All righty, let's go over here. Let's go back to another giant, Donald Trump, and some updates here, some news on Donald Trump. He just announced another rally, and these rallies are interestingly kind of close to New York, where he's the communist judge. Try to remember his name again, Juan Manuel. God, it's hard to remember that guy's name. Well, anyway, Merchon. I think it's Merchon. He's put chains around Donald Trump and would whip him, I guess, if he could. But anyway, so Donald Trump is staying pretty close to New York. So he's got a great rally coming up, just hop, skip, and jump away in Wilmington, North Carolina, coming up on April 20th. That's this weekend. Oh, yike. And he's announced another one, May 11th in Wildwood, New Jersey. And here's something I like about that one. Where is the rally in Wildwood, New Jersey? Now, notice that the bodega turned into a rally. I mean, what was the location for that rally? 139th and Broadway. It was a flash mob. That's what it was. 139th and Broadway. I'll be there. I'll be there in 30 minutes. all right. Well, here's a great place to have a flash mob. Wildwood, New Jersey, which, and they're going to have the rally at Wildwood Beach. I don't know. What's the beach weather like right now on the New Jersey shore? I hope it's pretty good. But on May 11th, I hope it'll be really good. And the rally, just to confirm to me that it's actually in the sand, is at 3601 Boardwalk. That's on the beach. I mean, Boardwalk says, you know, the beach. You know, when I lived in Santa Monica, the Boardwalk was the beach in front of my house. So, or apartment. Wildwood Beach on May 11th. All you lucky East Coasters get to go to these Trump rallies that are right near you. All right, let's go back to the president here on Truth Social. And let me just look at his, he's at 6.97 million followers. All right, I want, how many does it take to get that up? 6.9 million. How many thousand do I need to get him up to 7 million? Is it just 3,000? I think so. Yeah, we need 3,000 people to follow Donald Trump on Truth Social and get him up over 7 million followers. But let's see what he's posting to us today. He puts this one up just a couple hours ago, 3 hours ago. Trump dominates Biden in new national poll. Yes, the number 46 to 43. Lights out. We'll be back in just a moment.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
All right, we're back. And here's a cheery thought. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is not supported by most of his own family, the Kennedy clan. Donald Trump wrote on Truth Social, "He is Crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr., not mine. I love that he is running." And so he was introduced in Philadelphia this week by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s younger sister, Carrie. And do I have that audio? Boy, that would be precious. Let's see if we have it. I don't know. Let's just see. I'll put this up. It might be her. Okay. Have to get lucky here. Okay. Let's see what we get.
Four more years.
This is her.
Four more years. President. President Biden has been a champion for all the rights and freedoms that my father and uncle stood for. That's why nearly every single grandchild of Joe and Rose Kennedy supports Joe Biden.
Now, this is, yeah, I've never heard her. Boy, she really despises her own brother, Robert F. Jr., but she's got a quaver in her voice that is very much akin to his own. I wonder if there's some genetic thing for these two Kennedys. But here she is.
I can only imagine how Donald Trump's outrageous lies and behavior would...
And there are other Kennedys standing behind her. I don't have the full list. One of them I know is a Kennedy because he's the spitting image of the Kennedys.
Horrified my father, Senator Robert F. Kennedy. Daddy stood for equal justice, for human rights, just as President Biden does today.
Wow. And now she's giving a big bear hug to Biden. Oh, that's horrible to see. And, you know, but I'll tell you what, bless Robert F. Kennedy Jr., because he is there. It looks as if this will be, he's not going to take votes away from Donald Trump. He's taking votes away from Joe Biden. And this is where the Kennedy clan is surprising. You would think these people have, you know, have a little more class than this. No. And they can't even support their own kith and kin. My gosh.
Mom and Dad, I hope you were listening. What an incredible honor.
Oh, and he pretends, Biden looks up at the heavens and he says, Mom and Dad, I hope you're listening. I think I don't know if he's referring to his mom and dad or the Kennedys. Some Kennedy mom and dad. I think he's so full of himself, he's probably referring to his own parents. I see what it is. He's just beside himself with excitement. He's got these Kennedys lined up on the stage in Philadelphia. Wow. That's a good one. And Robert F. Kennedy, the greatest service he will do to America, Jr., will be, in fact, getting Democrats who are not crazy enough to vote for the worst, most evil, perverted, sick president or any major office holder in America in our history. That's some good news. Let's go back to the president here. And he says this. We're nothing if not wide-ranging here. Let's go from the bodega to Kennedy to Ukraine. And he writes this 7 hours ago. And let me see if I can put this in a... I'll open it up, actually. Why isn't Europe giving more money to help Ukraine? Now, this is a very smart ploy by Donald Trump. Very smart thinking. He's not. He's totally opposed to this war. But look how he couches this very smartly. We'll talk about it right after this break.
Beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Raja Yana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Raja Yana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Raja Yana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilajit is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My children and my wife, from the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say.
Okay, we've got James in Vancouver. James, thank you for joining us.
Yes, it's called sibling rivalry. Daddy stood for justice. Daddy this and daddy that. They're fighting, the brothers and sisters, see?
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters.
No, this is a good one. And the...
You're right, it is a good one.
Kennedy is really, he's fighting the Democrats as the war party, which is wonderful. And the Kennedys have really embarrassed themselves here. For them to put their brand
behind. They may have been persuaded. They may have been MK Ultra, that if you don't say something, you know what happened to Jack and Dealey Plaza? See?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think it's
that's
that bad. I think they're just. I think they have pretty shabby furniture inside their heads.
When it comes to the government, James, I don't let anything go by. Anything's possible or the deep state.
That's true. That's true. I need to shake off my naivete. I got a question for you. Have you ever been to Cape May, New Jersey?
I've been to Union. I lived in Newark for a whole weekend.
If you go all the way to the other end of New Jersey, to the very tip, across the, across the bay, and the very, very southernmost tip of New Jersey is Cape May, and that's where Wildwood Beach is. So I'm really I'm looking forward to this. If I lived anywhere near the East Coast, I'd be there. So I'm wondering to myself, okay, May 11th, what's the weather going to be like on May 11th? So I looked up the weather, the 10-day forecast, and I can only get it as far as May 2nd. But May 2nd, which is 9 days ahead of that event, with the weather warming up rapidly, it's going to be 62 degrees, which is nice.
Yeah.
And the low at night is going to be 53. So... and partly cloudy, which is good for people that are going to be standing outside for long hours. That's wonderful. So it's going to be a beautiful weather. Oh, and let me tell you, folks, I just looked up the images of what Wildwood Beach is like. They've got a huge roller coaster, but more importantly than that, they've got this huge, empty, wide expanse of beautiful beach. Beautiful sand.
Is the Donald going to be there?
Yes. Yeah. He's going to be there on May 11th. So this is something new. A beach party. Right. A huge Trump event. I'm hoping. When you look at Wildwood Beach, folks, that's where he says he's going to be on the boardwalk. So he's going to set up those bleachers that he uses and those flags and all that stuff. He's going to set it up, I think, on the sand. And people, you know, East Coasters who have been to Cape May and they've been to Wildwood Beach and they're going, honey, grab the kids. We're in the station wagon. Exactly. We're going to the beach. And so this will be on a what day of the week is this? Let me look back up here again here. Wildwood is on a Saturday. Perfect.
Yeah.
Dad's off from work. The kids are out of school. And so, you know, I'll tell you right now, people are readying their station wagons all over America to have a weekend on Wildwood Beach in New Jersey. And so, and you would think, well, New Jersey, see, the president stayed away from New York and New Jersey in 2016 and 2020 because he's, you know, he recognized no hope for carrying those states. But now he's saying, no, you know what? Look at this experience in the bodega. Look at the New York's in play.
Yes.
New Jersey is in play.
Yes.
And so he can really turn the tables on the demon rats by doing something he hasn't done at all. People are used to him appearing in, you know.
Grounds.
Yeah. You know, Donald Trump's going to be he'll be at Mount Rushmore or he'll be, you know, he'll be at Mobile Bay or he'll be, you know, in the Appalachians. But now this is new, or he'll be somewhere in Wyoming. No, this time on the beach in New Jersey. Do you know all those millions of people that live so close there and they haven't had a chance to see Donald Trump? They're going to be there. This is going to put a new twist on the MAGA rallies, I think.
Right.
And the demon rats have brought it upon themselves because they're chaining Donald Trump to Washington, to Atlanta, and to New York for these phony trials into Miami. So he's going to be all up and down the East Coast, huge crowds. It's going to be wonderful. Yeah.
And again, if you want to know the mood of New York City, listen to 77 WABC radio. The most powerful radio station in the world, because it's all supporting Donald Trump. That radio station.
Oh, you listen? Okay, I've never caught
people
that.
People who call in, they're pro Trump, and they want to turn New York around. They don't want this Democratic stuff anymore. They want to go Republican. So
beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, the
guys like Curtis Sliwa, you know Curtis Sliwa,
yes,
in New York, right?
Yeah.
Rose,
yeah,
in the morning. Okay, he is friends with Donald Trump. He loves Donald Trump. And Greg Kelly in the afternoon, he loves Donald Trump. They all love Donald Trump, except Anthony Weiner. But
yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, no, Anthony Weiner, I love him. Yeah, yeah.
He's on the radio, but they put up.
Yeah, Anthony Weiner. What a name for the guy. I mean, you know, how do you get a guy with that name doing that stuff? You know, it's amazing. What's interesting? Of course, Anthony Weiner is true sleaze. He is true, decrepitude. But here's what they're trying to smear Donald Trump. They're trying to dirty him up by, he's corrupt and he's a womanizer and America's not buying it. Like this latest one from Stormy Daniels, who is look at what they've got to work with Stormy Daniels. She's a porno artist who, using the term loosely, way past her prime. And she's actually signed an affidavit saying, I never had sex with Donald Trump. I never did anything with Donald Trump. And I never took a payoff from Donald Trump.
Right.
But what, folks, here's what Americans are, they're waking up. They're realizing it. If you're a very famous, very wealthy person, very much in public life, it's a routine thing that when a sleazeball like Stormy Daniels starts screaming, sex, that it's very common to say, well, I could go to war with this person and slug it out for 6 months, this nobody, or I can, give her some money and shut her up, get her to agree to, shut up. Well, how much money do you want, Stormy?
But that's and not so, illegal, you see. That's
no,
just
of course
a
not.
Non-disclosure, non-circumvention agreement.
No, it's an absolutely legitimate, her behavior is absolutely unethical. But Donald Trump's behavior in saying, cut her a check and,
She signs an agreement. There's got to be an agreement she signs saying she wouldn't come back.
Well, what went through her? Yeah. Now, who's the disgusting, perverted, sick person? I mean, if you're a porno star, I mean, how much of a character really do you think you have? You're a porno star. And not just, for a second, folks, I don't want to ruin your dinner, but just for a moment, imagine what a Stormy Daniels scene must be like in porno. Okay. I know nobody in this audience has ever seen a porno sequence, but just imagine it, what it might look like.
I have no idea.
Put the quite aged, quite, put Stormy Daniels in that now. By the way, long ago, this occurred. This didn't occur. And
by the way, if you listen to the radio, 77 WABC, what they're talking about now is that terrible judge in Donald Trump's case, and they're doing jury selection. And even they can't get the jury to agree. They had to dismiss two jurors. They still haven't completed the jury. Back to you.
Oh, yeah. And it gets worse, folks. It gets worse upon worse upon worse because the there's no crime here. With all of these Trump charges,
there is no
crime. So you might say to yourself, well, first of all, what James said is true. I mean, last time I checked, having sex is not a crime in America. We're getting there. But that's what they want to portray it as. And what I love is that Melania has come out in defense of her husband. This is wonderful.
Yeah.
This is really going to turn the tables on them. But
well, what they need is Melania to get into court and punch the judge in the nose. That might work. But
or give a Stormy a nice kick in the ass.
Well, Sorg is out of it. See, that's the whole point. She's totally out of it. This has gone to the criminal division, and this Alvin Bragg guy, that guy, right? I don't know if you know him. It's his baby now, Alvin Bragg.
And James is right, folks. This is the truly just weird element to this. The crime that they're charging Donald Trump with is an incorrect ledger account in his books, an incorrect ledger. And the exact charge is that he listed from Donald Trump's world, the small amount, which is $150,000, paid to Stormy Daniels as an attorney expense rather than rather than as a campaign expense. So this whole thing is over. You should have categorized that as a campaign expense, and therefore you violated. And this is a local prosecutor who doesn't have jurisdiction in federal law. He can't charge somebody with a federal crime, but he's charging him with violating the federal elections code by not listing Stormy Daniels.
The ex-attorney now, who's going to give the big evidence against Donald Trump, is walking around New York like he's the man of the man of the city, right?
Cohen.
He's trying to
Cohen.
That guy.
Yeah, so. but a total sleazebag. But the thing is, folks, this is there's several things that are just make this mind-boggling, and American justice, American law is dead. It's finished. American law schools, forget about it. Stormy Daniels' alleged incident occurred way past sunset date.
Yeah.
Statute of limitations. Way past the statute. Oh, ignore that. They're charging him with a federal crime in a state county court, which is, again, that's, you can't do that. Then there's no victim. There's no violation of anything. They have nothing. They have absolutely nothing.
And the judge wouldn't let Trump go to see Barron's graduation, apparently.
Yeah. You can't go to see your son's graduation. You can't leave town.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like being in a Chinese show trial or in the Lubyanka, the basement of the Lubyanka.
Yeah, right.
The only thing that's missing here is a really evil looking guy with a 22, who's, as each inmate rounds the corner, they waste one bullet on each guy as they go around the corner. I mean, that's how they did it.
Situation.
Yeah, that's how they did it in the Bolsheviks. And by the way, it is the Bolsheviks who are doing it again.
Yeah.
It is the Bolsheviks.
Yeah.
They relocated from a Lubyanka to New York City and L.A.
Yeah, it's not hard. Just got to get on an airplane there in Switzerland.
They got on an airplane and and so, I mean, but the American people are waking up to it. And they're saying with Donald Trump, they're just saying on all of these things, there's no, let's give the executive summary, folks. With all these different charges that have been how many? It's something like 91 indictments, 700 and some years in jail, four different courts.
Yeah.
And all of them, folks, there is nothing, there is no crime of any kind. If you have ever torn the label off of a mattress, you have committed a greater crime than Donald Trump committed in any of these. There is no crime. He had a phone call in Georgia, Fulton County. No crime. He handled his presidential papers perfectly in Mar-a-Lago at one of the most disgusting events in American history, the FBI raid, going through Melania's underwear. Think of the sickos on the seventh floor of the FBI. Maybe they got some trophy underwear that's now on display up on the seventh floor.
An FBI tradition. Yeah, okay. Tradition there.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh boy. And what is it? And then you got this this woman again. All these people, their names are so forgettable. The crazy woman who is a sex columnist, a sex addict, yes. a sex fiend,
yeah.
The one who got some like $80 million or something, a judgment for that from a judge who said
she's got it yet. I think it's under appeal, but you might be right.
Maybe. Yeah. But see, the essence of this lawfare is remember. The process is the punishment. You want to remember that phrase, folks, because this is how the demon rats operate. The process is the punishment. So once they drag you into court, once they've kicked in your front door, terrified your children and your wife, maybe shot your dog, okay, the process is the punishment. So let's say that 2 years into it, like maybe 3 years into it, the J6 political prisoners will walk free. Because they'll be pardoned by Donald Trump. But you see, they've already been punished. 3 years of torture, and many of them have died or committed suicide.
Right.
And they've lost their families, they lost their jobs, they lost their children. And the Democrats, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski, our poster boy and girl, they're just chortling. They're getting aroused by, this is their version of arousal.
They're and, the inquisitors.
Yeah. But so Donald Trump is really, really what an amazing person, President Boomerang. Whatever they throw at him, man, it comes back to them with redoubled force. And he did it. He's done it in New York City. The bodega is a brilliant, brilliant example of it. Let me go to see what he's doing on Truth Social right now. And I confess I'm not hip to what he did today in court. I started to read his post on Ukraine. He has a brilliant angle he takes, which is he says, why can't Europe equalize or match the money put in by the United States? And here's what he knows. He knows they're not going to do it. He knows the Europeans, they're not going to spend billions of dollars. They're not going to match the U.S. stupid, dumb Americans. So, in other words, what he's saying is by making that the one of the issues, he's guaranteeing that's the end of the Ukraine war. If it's not going to proceed unless the Europeans pay for it, folks, the Europeans ain't paying. And you know, and then President Trump makes the point: it should be much more important to Europe than to us. They're much closer. They don't have an Atlantic Ocean, but they're right there. They're not willing to pay for it. And you know what?
They don't want any part of that war anyway, the Europeans. They're sick of it all.
Here's the other thing that's coming out. You know who else is not willing to pay for it? Ukrainian men. No. And their women.
Oh, yeah. Well,
they're bugging out. They're having fist fights. They're swimming across rivers. They're in any way they can get them, smuggle themselves out of Ukraine.
They're going down to Hungary, south of there, Romania. Yep.
They want nothing to do with this genocidal, suicidal war launched by, and you know, I told you, you got to have discernment. Mike Johnson, he's an enemy. I think there's something. If you have a certain kind of discernment, you can see evil. You can see evil. You can smell it. And boy,
Marjorie Taylor Greene cornered him this week, didn't she? She literally cornered him and told him he was what she said was not very flattering.
He is
a coward, I think.
Yeah, and of course he's a big backer of another evil smelling. It's so obvious. You know, listen to Vladimir Zelensky talking down. This little punk trying to like talk like a basso profundo. You know, I mean, come on, give me a break.
Right.
You know, and he's going around like he's got muscles and so on. He's got a little pot belly. You know, he's pathetic. I think I could do more push-ups than Vladimir Zelensky.
Well, certainly Marjorie Taylor Greene could clean his clock. I'd like to see him go bare knuckles with him.
Yes. Oh, I wouldn't give.
Yeah, that would be a good one. Zelensky wouldn't go last. SmackDown.
He wouldn't last 5 minutes in the ring with Marjorie Taylor Greene. But, you know, the guy is obviously
a good draw. Yeah.
He's obviously a sicko. It'd be a great match. Yeah, absolutely.
But Vince McMahon, that's what I mean. Vince McMahon would make money off that.
Put that fight right on the beach at Wildwood Beach. Make that put that
if
up.
If the crowd comes with the money, Vince will do it. Trust me.
Yeah, a warm up.
We'll sign these waivers here.
Vladimir Zelensky.
They know each other. Vince knows Trump.
Yeah, versus Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I'll tell you what, put a tag team, Zelensky and Mike Johnson together against Marjorie Taylor Greene all by herself.
Well, or put in, what's his name, that guy that doesn't wear a suit coat but wears a white shirt all the time. What's his name? He was a coach for wrestling from Ohio.
Oh, you mean Jim Jordan?
Republican.
Yeah, Jim Jordan. Yeah, he's pretty
Jim
good.
Jim Jordan would fix him. Yeah.
No, you know, you're talking really unfair. Jim Jordan's a national champion. He's
well,
gold
okay.
medal.
He can do with one hand behind his back or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah one hand behind his back. Yeah. But I like Marjorie against Mike and Vladimir. Oh, how we can't be rid of this guy in our faces on the screen endlessly. And, you know, in the same way that the Kennedys have shamed themselves by abandoning Robert. Well, in the same way, all of these World Economic Forum, Davos, smart Alex, they've all discredited themselves. They've all, look what they've signed up. They've signed up on the global warming scam. The climate change scam. They've signed up on the electric vehicle scam.
They sold their soul to the devil.
They've signed up on the open borders scam. They've signed up on the what do they say about China? With trade with China, they're calling it not normalization. There's a word they use. They have a code word for something. But playing footsie with the China. What's the word?
No way back. Well, when you do business with China, what they try to do is get you into their system, and then they sort of chew you up and spit you out. You don't come back is what I'm getting at.
Oh, I think one of their code words on the left is engagement. You want engagement with the red Chinese.
Yeah.
That's
one
lovely.
Way ticket.
Yeah.
One-way
yeah.
Ticket.
Good luck with that engagement.
You go to Beijing and then you get dropped in a well or something like that, or nobody knows what happened to you.
Yeah. Well,
where's my son? Where's my daughter? Oh, we don't know.
Like folks, that. We'll see you. We'll see you. I hope plenty of you are going to make it to Wildwood Beach soon. We'll see you on Monday here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long for now.
Thanks, James.
Hey, thank you.
I know.
James.
Don't stop believing.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.